So the hunter finally dares to enter my domain. I've been looking forward to this. To confront the person that's been stalking me for months, kidnapping and killing my mortal friends and servants, isolating me and waiting for a moment to strike. Oh. Firing blindly isn't helping you, Hunter. All you'll accomplish is to break a few loudspeakers. If that puts your mind at ease, go ahead, fire away. Take this opportunity to satisfy your frustration and fury. For once I get my hands on you, there will be only misery and death. Please, don't use words you don't understand. If you really wanted to confront a monster, you could find one in any mirror. But I'm sure you've conjured up an excuse to destroy so many of your own kind. To kill my butlers and maids, my servants. To trap my employees and burn down my offices. And let's not forget taking my husband from me. Normally, people would show at least some sign of regret or doubt, but you are a true killer, aren't you? Good. Means I don't have to regret enacting vengeance either. Oh, getting frustrated, dear Hunter. Are those murderous skills failing you? Or did you not know that killing a vampire would be more difficult than killing unarmed innocents? Perhaps I should teach you a thing or two. The key to catching your prey is to cut off their escape route. Halt, Hunter, or your hand won't be the only thing bleeding. Now, kick your pistol over to me. Most certainly it will matter. Of course you'll still die, but if you cooperate and let me put you down like the monster you are, I won't be inclined to involve your friends and family in our feud. I didn't expect you to be scared. Unlike you, I am going to give you the chance to save your loved ones, so be a good hunter and surrender. That's better. Now, put on these handcuffs. Good. Now, I shall lead you to the basement. Now, take a seat, my prisoner. Tell me, Hunter, if any colleagues were helping you. Can I expect more intruders like yourself? Being stubborn now won't help you. I can always hypnotize you and make you tell me. Besides, if you make things easy, I'll relay your last words to your loved ones. A real loner, aren't you? Well, at least my life will be quiet after this. What about your last words? No last words? You just want to promise that I bury you properly? Okay, I promise. What name should I put on the gravestone? Oh, you fucking asshole. How dare you? He was a far better man than you ever could be. and I will not have you sully his name. He was my husband, and you took him from me. If you dare say you're him again, I'll give you a fate worse than death. That's it. I'm sick of your shit. I will force you to tell me who you really are. First, let's remove this mask. Sweetheart? It's really you? Why are you a vampire hunter?